loose ends. Got to do it here. Got to make a couple more post-election comments. We're going to finish this week that way. I'm not going to spend the whole show doing that. That's at least my initial plan. I want to get back to Los Angeles and Babylon and assure you that Babylon can be rebuilt in short order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition. Another Friday edition. Yet another one. How many have there been? Over 100 Friday editions? Because I've been at this for 2 years. That would make 52 weeks in a year. That would make 104. Welcome to the 104th Friday edition of the Revelation series. If you're watching the laundry cam, you can see I'm in my dark sunglasses again because I'm going to do post-election commentary. And this is my new rule of thumb. Whenever I do post-election or pre-election or during-election commentary, I will wear dark sunglasses because several of you don't like me commenting politically, but that's okay. Again, the book of Revelation is about religion and politics, so it's appropriate. Yes, we're in the false politics now. I understand that. But here's the attraction. I know now there are protests all over the country against the Trump presidency. Look, I know maybe I upset some of you who voted for Hillary. I don't upset people on purpose. I just speak my mind here, and I don't stop doing that. So you just put up with me, or you don't, or you're patient. I'm patient towards you. I really am. And if Hillary had won, you wouldn't see me protesting. How many times have I told you the example that just fills me with great vision on how I should be is Christ standing before Pilate. You know, it's like these are the powers that be. And I know for a fact from Romans chapter 13 that God puts the powers that be into power. And if Hillary had won, I would have acknowledged that this is God's mandate for the world. And I wouldn't have fought it. I would have gone on with my show, minding my business. I would have gone as a sheep to the slaughter. Many people think we're going as sheep to the slaughter under Trump. But I tell you this, that we have less of a chance of that with him than with the other candidate. But to me, the attraction here, and there's a biblical attraction for me to this because I love outsiders. That's it. That's the point I wanted to make sure I finished up and tied up, is that, you know, I'm against establishment anything. I'm against mainstream. I hate mainstream. Mainstream's always wrong, always. I'm against mainstream religion, you know that. I'm against mainstream medicine. If I got cancer, I would not go to a hospital. The only way anybody could drag me to a hospital is if they literally have to drag me to a hospital. Say I get into a horrible accident, they toss me in an ambulance, and off I go to the hospital. But I will get out of there as soon as I can. As soon as they pin my body back together, I'll get the hell out. But if I become ill, something wrong with my health, I'm not going to a hospital. Christ, I'll die first. I'll die on my own terms, not theirs, right? I mean, I believe in natural medicine, homeopathic cures. I believe in that the ancients were plugged into plants, botanicals, herbs, things like that, and that these things can cure us. Water, drinking water. Of course, I'm a healthy person, so I live healthily. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's my philosophy on life. So I hate mainstream medicine, of course. I hate mainstream education. People go there to get screwed up. And mainstream politics. So it was so great seeing this guy who's not a politician come in and say the most outrageous things. I loved it. That's why I love Trump. To me, Hillary is an establishment robot. I think she has a soul. Yeah, of course. I mean, literally, she has a soul. But I love this rogue guy. And to me, he's got to stay that way. And a friend wrote me, this is an interesting thing, a friend wrote me, and I wanted to share this with you too. Oh, there are some other great rogue people in the Bible. King David, for instance, the guy that says he's never going to get in. This is what they said about Trump, they said about Reagan, because the elites on the coasts of this country, the elites, they're just so arrogant because they think that anybody that lives in the breadbasket of the United States in the country, we're just all a bunch of stupid hayseeds. We're just dumb Bible believers, and we just don't think properly. We don't think correctly. We don't understand groupthink, group speak. But I'm sorry, those of you with this elitist mindset, you think that you're the be-all end-all of purposeful thought, and yet I contend that you haven't had an original thought in your life. And I think the Bible in Romans, Scripture in Romans 1, Paul just defines this subculture, this elitist mentality, the Pharisaic mentality, so perfectly when he says, professing themselves to be wise, they are made stupid. Profess themselves to be wise. They don't believe in God generally, and they're liberal generally, and it's just this particular mindset. And then you have this anti-establishment candidate coming in, which was, to me, great, because it reminds me of King David. Here's a guy, he's a kid, and he's not the mainstream establishment or the tall, handsome people, the good-looking brothers. David had the sons of Jesse, and when Saul went in to anoint the next king, he's looking around, and he's thinking, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. Why? Because the guy was well-spoken, well-shaven, I don't know, had a nice hairdo, well-coiffed. And they're walking around all tall and high and mighty. That's why Israel wanted King Saul for their first king, because of his stature. And so here's this punk kid, never supposed to make it, David, a rogue candidate, but he's the last one anybody would look at, because Saul said, don't you have any more sons? Well, I got one more, but he's in the field. He's a punk. He's a kid. He's the runt of the litter. Let's see him. I'm not leaving here until he shows up. I went out in the field to find the kid. He's out there, tending sheep. And he comes in, and this is the next king. This is the next king. Love it. The unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid God chooses for the body of Christ. And many will say Donald Trump is unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid. Well, he is all those things politically, but practically, the guy builds stuff. He gets stuff done. I just don't see what's not the... Why not try it? Anyway, having said that, here's what a friend wrote to me. She said, I saw a headline somewhere that says, Trump set up to bring in the one world order. Quote, Trump set up to bring in the one world order, unquote. Let me tell you how wrong that is and how right it is at the same time. It's wrong because Trump is the answer to the one world order. That is the visible, organized, present day one world order. He's their worst nightmare because he's rogue. See, because he's a businessman first, and only now is he a politician. And that's unfortunate. Now he's a politician. Hopefully, speaking from my perspective here, from the relative perspective, from my flesh, whatever you want to call it, I hope he stays rogue. I hope he does like a, you know how those presidents get up there and do a State of the Union address, and they sit in the Oval Office, and the camera's on them, and they have a script, and they say, good evening, America. We are in a time of great... And it's just so scripted, and it's ridiculous. I would like Trump to go in there on a State of the Union address and just have no script. I'd be so totally entertained. Talk like he does during his campaign things. Why do you think I did the bunker thing in South America with my cigar and everything? Because I want people to know when they see my show that this guy is not exactly an establishment candidate. This guy's rogue, man. This guy's off the reservation. This guy is not mainstream. And he might have something interesting to say because he's not mainstream. Because all the mainstream people are saying the same thing. They're plugged into the same template, the same conversation. They're reading from the same script. That's why I don't like scripts. I like stream of consciousness. There's more truth in your stream of consciousness than there is in your conscious mind. That was good. Yeah, I like that. Okay, now, a couple more rogue candidates. Samson was a rogue candidate. You know, back in the Old Testament, this guy, he wanted to take a wife of Philistine origin, and his parents said, no, 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 you only marry an Israelite girl. What is the matter with you? Are you crazy? And yet, here's this rogue guy. His hair grows long. He becomes strong. He succumbs to the wiles of the women. Of course, the guy's got, just like Trump, right? He's got a soft spot for the ladies. Hey, 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 who with testosterone doesn't? Unless they're big, fat lawyers. So Samson became a champion, and he took him down, right? Oh boy, that was a great story. And then, of course, there's Peter and the disciples. I mean, the whole thing with choosing, Jesus choosing his disciples, he doesn't go to the mainstream. He doesn't go into the temple to find the trained, polished politicians. No, he goes to the Sea of Galilee and finds people dragging their nets into the boat. These are the people that the elites today would hate. Are you kidding me? The elites on the coast of New York and L.A.? Their chosen candidates are of the machine. They're polished. They come out of the factory. They're groomed. They're educated in Ivy League schools. This is what they would pick because they're comfortable with the mainstream, because they're all plugged into the same noise. And they're absolutely have no original thoughts. No original thoughts. So here's these dumb fishermen that Jesus is grooming from the ground up. He's taking them as raw material. He's going into the tax collector's office, finding Matthew. That's just fantastic. Peter has a brother, Andrew. Hey, I got my brother Andrew would kind of like this stuff. So these guys are a ragtag fugitive fleet. Fugitive. David, the guy I just talked about earlier, coming in from the fields, yeah, he did become king of Israel, but for a while there, he was a fugitive, and he lived in the caves with his band of mighty men. Trump better get himself up a band of mighty men, and I wish he wouldn't live in the White House. I wish he would build a shack behind the White House or a cave and live there, because somehow once you step into that crazy building, it seems like something happens to your head. You get all puffed up. I mean, what would happen to me if I went into a formal broadcast studio? I've been in formal broadcast studios before. To tell you the truth, I know what would happen with me. Nothing. I'd be the same guy that I am here in the laundry room, right? I'd be the same guy. And so this is the call of God. So anyway, this should explain to you the excitement of the Trumpster. Trump is not set up to bring in the one world order, the new world order. He's fighting it. But now let me tell you how right that statement is, because unfortunately, this is what I think. I think Donald Trump will become the new mainstream. That's just sad, but what do I care? My realm is not of this world. My realm isn't here and among the celestials. I'm just visiting here. This is not my realm. This is not what excites me. Some things are exciting here. I'll watch a YouTube video of Parliament or something. All we need's the funk, get the funk. Oh, I love that stuff. Ooh-wee. That excites me, right? And so Trump winning, that excites me, because the outsider, the rogue guy, the fisherman, the tax collector beat the Pharisee. Fan-freaking-tastic. That excites me. Other than that, whatever. My son Paul taught me that. Some of his friends back in high school used to say that, whatever. It's so great because, you know, when you don't care about something, you say, whatever. So this is like not caring about something even more, that you abbreviate whatever. It's like taking it to the next level. Whatever. No. That's too much. Whatever. That means you care even less about a thing. Love that. So I think Trump's going to become mainstream, and he's going to end up bringing in the real New World Order. And the real New World Order, I reiterate this. And not only am I going to reiterate it, I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to double down. It will not be called the New World Order. You see, I'm excited about Trump. That tells me that this is part of the next vast deception. So there's all these protests around America and the world in some quarters, and they're saying, oh, this is the worst disaster ever. Trump's Hitler, Heil Trump. It's whatever. I think America is about to be ushered into a great period, maybe short, I don't know, of prosperity, of things working for a change. Because again, Trump's a businessman, he gets stuff done. We've never had this in America, so it's a little bit exciting. Please forgive me for this. I'm going to move on, swear to you. I will move on. But it's never happened before that a guy, a businessman, a guy who gets stuff done. Let's all admit that, can we? Even enemies, even people who hate this guy. He gets stuff done. And so what's not to like about a president who can actually do stuff and not be... Of course, he's going to be hamstrung by certain factions in the establishment, which again, as I said yesterday, it's good to have checks and balances. It's good to have checks and balances. We need division of government. So yes and no, this is so true. It's so false and it's so true. Trump set up to bring in the New World Order. No, no, no. He's combating the New World Order. He's the New World Order worst nightmare. And they're going to array their forces against him, just like they tried everything not to get him elected. Oh, do you realize this? All the powers of the world, the powers that be, the elite, the intelligentsia, arrayed every power they had to stop this guy because they are scared. They're afraid to death of somebody that doesn't come out of the machine, that doesn't graduate from the approved schools. Just like the Pharisees were afraid of Peter, James, and John. What schools did these guys go to? Why do they see? How can they be so smart? We don't remember seeing them. Oh, well, they were trained in the school of hanging out with Jesus. They were trained in the school of the Sea of Galilee. They were trained in the school of hanging out by the campfire at night with Jesus. That's the school they were trained in. So they're scared to death of this guy. So no, he's not set up to bring in the New World Order. But here's how right it is, because it's going to become a new World Order that will not be in, obviously. It will bring in good. It will bring in plenty. It will bring in peace. Remember what Jesus said when they are saying peace, 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 and plenty. Then destruction lies at the door.